Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lions, the darlings of the NFL. 2-0 against the spread. 1-1 on the season. The run game's great. They're plus 5.5 against the Vikings. And this line has moved following that Vikings performance on Monday night. It was 7.5, and everybody said, oh, Vikings aren't very good, and the line moved. Mike, are you playing Lions? You playing Vikings? What are we doing?
Neither. I'm playing the over.
No. No. Why would you play the this is the highest over on the board?
That's exactly why I'm playing it. Listen, first of all, the side, I'd feel a lot better if the Vikings played better on Monday night. This is a spot where I think you play Vikings or pass. And what I mean is they get crushed on Monday night, primetime Cousins. Mm-hmm. You come home. And now all of a sudden the market's down on Minnesota. And now 5.5. Now look, I think the Lions have a chance to win the game. Mm-hmm. The Lions offense travels. Now, obviously, taping Wednesday morning. I need an update on Frank Ragnow. I need an update on Jonah Jackson.
Does it matter?
Yes.
I ran for 9 yards a pop last week.
But this isn't the Commanders. You're going on the road to Minnesota.
You know, it's worse. I mean,
it could be.
The Vikings, just so you know, last year couldn't stop the run. This year can't stop the run either.
I understand that. And here's your problem. They also just played a Philadelphia team that I think we need to start viewing as a potential dark horse to win the NFC. So if we accept, and again, the Lions got beat up by Philly as well. If we accept that the Eagles are tangibly better than both of these teams, and we've seen the Eagles beat both of these teams while scoring a bunch of points, mm-hmm. Let's just recenter for a second.
Okay.
So Minnesota was impressive against the Vikings. Week 1, Pack looked rusty. You could tell Aaron Rodgers spent all offseason eating magic mushrooms in Ecuador. I feel like it'd be Vikings or pass. Why do I like the total? Well, the Lions defense is bad. It just is. Lions defense is not good. And their offense, what did you just say? They can hammer to rock.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Jared Goff had a really nice week last week, not just the 4 touchdowns, but making throws downfield. Guys running open. They haven't even unlocked this offense yet. Hawkinson's been very quiet. Chark's been quiet. I think over 53 is the play here. I think you're going to have a high-scoring game. The Lions do not quit, right? They got down big against Philly. They were down a bunch all last year. They don't quit. And Minnesota, if you believe Minnesota's going to score, you believe Minnesota, Justin Jefferson, is he really going to have 2 terrible games in a row against a Lions secondary that – may or may not have Aurier, mm-hmm. one of their starting corners. I'm going over 53, buddy. I just don't want to be in the business of undervaluing Minnesota and overvaluing the Lions. I think I'll always take the points in something like this, but I'm going to go over 53.
Okay, frame of reference. The Lions-Vikings game is 53.5. The Bills-Dolphins game is 53.5. They're the 2 highest over-unders on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Are you also over betting over on? Oh, okay. Well, at least you would bet over on both. Because if you would bet over on this, I would hope you would bet over on the other one. The Lions are 80% touchdowns in the red zone right now. Does that seem sustainable?
Yes.
You think so?
No, I'm not busting your balls.
No, of course it's not. So I don't love the over. I mean, it's a fun way to play the game, but I wouldn't bet the over in this. I wouldn't bet it to be the highest scoring game in the NFL this week.
That's, you know, it is a free country.
Okay.
Evan, it's just breaking my balls over here. Play the Lions, will you? Play the Lions.
I lean Lions.
No, bullshit.
I lean.
No, you don't get to come on here, jackhammer my balls, make me feel small Oh, what are you going to do? And then we come back to you and it's, ooh, I'm going to lean. No, you are going to lean your ass. Say it right. Hold on. Repeat after me.
Yeah.
I can.
I can.
I will.
I will.
I must.
I must.
I can.
I can. I will. I must. All right. Here's the thing.
Play the fucking Lions now.
Vikings defense is awful.
Then just play them.
Awful.
Play them.
Bottom five in yards per carry. Bottom five in yards per play.
Give me your phone. I'm going to make the bet for you. I'm putting it in here right now. Lions plus 5. That's
I wanted it at 7.5, and then everybody overreact to Monday night.
Great. And I want rainbows and a unicorn to deliver me a large coffee from Starbucks. It's not happening.
Well, I don't have it at 7, so I'll lean.
Bullshit. Play them right now. You're playing.
I'm not being bullied into playing the Lions. Evan, I'm a grown man. I'm not going to play the Lions.
In the episode recap. And I will make sure of it. You're playing Lions. You're not going to do what you did to me. And then, I lean. Lean right out
next
of this room.
Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.